Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with our team. Get ready to work you through the morning issues. Traffic seems to be a problem. Weather, while cold, pretty nice, crystal clear, as I mentioned. And I always am interested in what's coming next in this town. You've heard so much about the draft. You don't have to be a football fan to appreciate. A lot of eyes and opportunities exist. There are multiple people involved, stakeholders in the region, to try to red up, as we say in Pittsburgh, but also curious about the future with the energy business, artificial intelligence, robotics. There is real job growth and hope for the region. So we should be on a trajectory that's going up. And joining us is Herky Pollack, who is well-known commercial real estate. What should I call you? Commercial real estate mogul, Herc?
Oh, gosh. too early in the morning for that, Larry. Too early in the morning for that.
Well, that said, you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in and around town. And I know that the draft is attracting a lot of people to, you know, take a step. But overall, share with some of what's coming in the future or near future here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I think Pittsburgh is using the draft much like you would use your own home. If you have people coming to visit you, you red up your house, and that's what's going on all around the region. There's so much development going on, so much cleaning up going on, because we're going to have the world looking at us come April for the draft, and so there literally is development going on. I was thinking about it all over Pittsburgh, from Monroeville to Station Square to the North Shore to the Strip District to East Side and Bakery Square. It's really astounding that we have so much development going on at a time when other regions around the country are struggling. So and Pittsburgh's really finding its own.
What are some of the highlights? Because that said, so many people are doing maybe atypical, and there are many projects underway, but what are some of the highlights from your standpoint?
Yeah, great. So you and I have talked about before, there's $600 million of new development coming downtown that's been announced already. There's another $400 to $500 million coming behind that downtown, but the things that have not yet been announced, but you can see through the applications to the state for RCAP grants, there's a lot more development coming behind that. WS out of Boston is in the process of buying Station Square and redeveloping that. My friends at Walnut Capital are looking at doing some things with their additional property adjacent to Bakery Square with residential and retail. Monroeville Mall obviously is being redeveloped by Walmart. There's development going on in Cranberry anchored by Meijer. So there's so much new stuff that's going on. Obviously, the Strip District is booming with residential development and some office development, but mostly residential. And then on top of that, we have a grocery war going on in Pittsburgh with 3 to 4 new grocers coming to town, which is going to stimulate lots of new development as well, with Meijer and Wegmans both having announced coming to Cranberry, and Sprouts and Aldi and Fresh Market all looking to grow their footprint here in Pittsburgh. So really, I mean, when you look around what's going on in Pittsburgh for a region that really doesn't have a lot of growth residentially, we're seeing a ton of new development to support all the people who currently live here.
One of the, I guess it's ground zero for those grocery wars, is Cranberry Township. You have recently, in the last year and a half, had Giant Eagle relocate their headquarters there. They have two grocery stores in proximity, very close to each other. And you mentioned the others, Fresh Time and Aldi, Shop and Save, Walmart, Costco, Wegmans, Meijer. So, yep. I mean, that part, I don't know how they'll all sustain, but I guess the beneficiaries should be people with pricing.
Absolutely. I mean, it just gives variety in pricing, and it stimulates growth with new developments. They're going to all want to have new stores opening up in Pittsburgh, which is, I mean, they're all looking around the region now for additional growth beyond their current announcements. So it really is a great time for Pittsburgh in that regard. And for many, many years, I grew up here, and we had Kroger, and Kroger left early on, and back in the 70s or 80s of last century. And now we're seeing four or five really formidable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
New grocers coming into the marketplace, that's going to really change the trajectory of Pittsburgh going forward.
Remember A&P? Thoroughfare?
I do. Yeah, I'm not young enough to not remember that. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you can pretend like you don't know, but I know you know.
I know.
That said, the other component is we keep hearing about the challenges for leasing downtown for the business community and turning some of that space into affordable living. How's that process going?
Yeah, that's the good news, bad news is. So the only quasi-challenging component of Pittsburgh's real estate right now is office leasing in downtown. And even that has had some uptick in the last two quarters. So we're seeing some bright spots there. But what we're doing is we're transforming downtown away from a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 office area to that of a mixed-use development with a lot of residential coming online, both affordable and market-rate housing and retail. And there's new restaurants coming, there's new mixed-use developments coming, and on top of that, there's going to be a lot more residential coming and three new parks. So Market Square and the 8th and 9th Street Arts Landing and Point State Park are all getting redeveloped. That's going to transform downtown into a neighborhood, which we've never seen before, with people walking around, walking dogs and pushing strollers and really taking advantage of our beauty downtown. And we can't forget also, Larry, that Pittsburgh, unlike any other city in America, was just announced as one of the 25 best cities in the world for tourism and to come visit. So we're seeing an influx of new people coming to Pittsburgh who are visiting Pittsburgh, and that is going to have a much different, robust outcome on our downtown for people who want to come here and shop and eat and dine and use our hotels and even our convention center. So there's a lot of bright spots that's going to really transform downtown. And so the traditional thinking of downtown as an office park is very, very different than what we're going to see going forward.
It's not unlike how we now have to rethink the mall concept. In many cases, some are thriving, like Ross Park Mall, because they have unique businesses, but a lot of other malls have gone to the wayside, as you've seen. Are new malls dead?
New malls. Well, you won't see any regional malls being built anytime soon, but there certainly is a flight to quality. So for malls like Ross Park and South Hills Village, they'll be just fine. The ones like Century 3, which obviously went away, Monrovia Mall, which went away, and other malls like Pittsburgh Mills and Uniontown and malls like that, they don't have a great future ahead of them. But I do see that as opportunity, again, because if you look at Century 3, for example, there's hundreds of acres of developable land now that can replace what was once a huge mall, the biggest mall in the region, and now can become, again, mixed-use development for many, many decades to come.
And an influx, hopefully, of people. We're going to need workers to build out all these infrastructure in the energy business. So, and I saw mortgage rates were down considerably for the first time in a while. So overall, very optimistic, trending up, would you say?
I would say absolutely trending up. And Governor Shapiro has just announced that we're one of the bright spots in the country, certainly in the Northeast and the Midwest, for Pennsylvania having growth and new business opportunities. I mean, we literally are the shining star of the Northeast as far as that goes. And he's done a phenomenal job with his team of growing our region. We haven't even touched on the AI initiatives that are coming forth in Pittsburgh, which we're going to see huge development as a result of that. So with companies coming in with the oil and gas and energy and AI, I think we are extremely well positioned in the future to have our region grow. And everyone seems to be rowing in the same direction to make that happen, from the state, the county, to the city. And Sarah Inamorato, county executive, just did a phenomenal job of landing 550 affordable housing units for those in need. And we have a new mayor with Corey O'Connor coming in the first of the year. So I'm hugely optimistic as to where we're going as a region. Obviously, we have to solve for the office issues that we face downtown, but I'm not overly concerned about that. But going forward, I would bet big on Pittsburgh. Absolutely.
Herky Pollack, always appreciate your input and time. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good one. Take care. Talk soon.
Commercial real estate mogul, Aaron. I think he likes mogul. That's a good...
Mogul has a nice ring to it.
He's just been around a long time. He's done everything you can imagine in that world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.